Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In the 1 week plus since the dismantling of the Dewey Square camp of the Occupy Boston protest, the demonstrators have not been quiet. They've conducted or joined several protests and are expected at a rally in Boston today against federal housing policies. Opinions on the effectiveness of the protesters' message vary. This morning, WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports on what the protesters have accomplished and where the Occupy movement is headed.
Demonstrator Noah McKenna predicted that dismantling the camp wouldn't be the end, even before police swept through and shut it down.
The Occupy movement is very resilient, and we're going to not only keep existing after this camp is destroyed and many protesters are arrested, we're going to be strengthened.
I don't think it's over. I think this is the twilight of the first act.
Tim McCarthy is an expert on social movements at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. A lot of people watching this movement, including McCarthy, give it credit for changing the national conversation about social inequality.
Everywhere I go, no matter where I am or who I'm talking to or what I'm doing, the Occupy movement is on everybody's mind. It's been a complete game changer for the conversation.
Even President Obama called economic fairness and balance, quote, the defining issue of our time in a recent speech on the economy. Boston University sociology professor Susan Lee says people are finally talking about what she spent years teaching.
I think it's been very effective in bringing out the fact that this top 1% has really benefited enormously from changes in the economy over the last 20 or 30 years, and the bottom 99% really has barely hung on.
Observers say the tent encampments were just the beginning, and the movement will have to enter another phase of organizing if it's to accomplish policy changes. Some demonstrators say the movement will become floating, occupying warehouses, banks, closed schools, and foreclosed properties, which Occupy groups around the country have already done. Northeastern University professor of political economy, Barry Bluestone, believes the next phase for the movement will also be teach-ins. He helped organize Northeastern's 7-hour-long series of lectures that attracted 800 people.
What the Occupy Wall Street movement did was call attention to an issue. That's the first part of a real movement. The next part is to say, what are some of the solutions and how do we garner support for those solutions? That's what the teach-in tried to do.
Bluestone says teach-ins were key to spreading the Vietnam protest movement among young people. But not everyone accepts that this is the next social movement on the scale of Vietnam or the civil rights. A new nationwide poll suggests young people don't care about the Occupy movement. The poll, done by the Institute of Politics at Harvard, says less than a quarter of people ages 18 to 29 support the movement. A third don't. Trey Grayson directs the Institute of Politics.
Half weren't paying attention, so maybe if they were paying attention, they'd participate. The second thing is, it's a relatively new, it only started a couple months ago. It primarily has been in urban areas, not in suburban and rural areas.
And there's a high degree of skepticism that the movement will accomplish anything concrete. Will the demonstration help change economic policy in the U.S.? 38% of young people say no. Paul McMurrow of the independent think tank Mass Inc. shares that skepticism because he says the movement has no platform.
I don't think it's a complete movement. If you're only critiquing without advancing some alternative, I don't think you're participating fully in the process.
But historians say other social movements have started without a list of unified demands or clear leaders.
Many social movements do have a kind of horizontal structure, do ebb and flow.
Harvard professor Tim McCarthy.
The past movements have had lots of different iterations. The abolitionist movement had thousands of different auxiliary anti-slavery societies. The civil rights movement was a series of different kinds of campaigns in different locations throughout the South.
McCarthy says social movements can take years to build, and the Occupy Boston movement, if it continues, is in its infancy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.